Kevvy Walters, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty weird and wacky weekend of rugby league, mate. Some really crucial upsets.
Yeah, wasn't it? Yesterday particularly, the Roosters going down to the Raiders. Well, who would have bloody predicted that? And also the Bulldogs with that field goal getting home. So just been one of those years, I guess, with rugby league and all the different upsets. And on the weekend again, plenty happening. So it was a great weekend of footy, that's for sure.
Hey, Kevvy, in your mind, who's premiership favourites now?
I change every week.
Yeah.
I think 3 weeks ago I had the Storm, then I had the Roosters, then I had the Bunnies. So I don't really know, to be honest. I mean, it's one of those years, isn't it, where anyone's going to win this bloody thing. I mean, if you get, you just got to get in the top eight. Well, that's pretty much settled now, isn't it? That's going to be. It's just a matter of where they finish. And as we've seen in previous years, the higher up the ladder you can finish, probably the more chance and more opportunity you're going to get to get to the big dance and then finally win it. So, look, I don't know. Another weekend where so many things happen. And the Broncos, too. I mean, they were pretty good against South, weren't they? Was that Friday night, that game, or Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Night it was, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, there's plenty of teams still available to win this thing, isn't there?
Kevvy, if you were coaching the Rabbitohs and you had that loss last Thursday night, remember there's 2 weeks to go before the finals, and if you were Trent Robinson at the Roosters and you had that loss yesterday, would you be worried or would it be a little sharpen up for your players? And as long as you make that top four, you're thinking that could be a good thing.
Yeah, well, I think it's a little bit of a sharpen up too to the mind. Obviously, you need to full attention to detail with everything that you do to win a game of rugby league. And South had come off a couple of big matches against the Storm and the Roosters. So they, no Greg Inglis, I think, dropping him back into that side as well as Alex Johnson. They've got a couple of guys out, haven't they, in their back line, that left edge. So if I was Anthony Seville, I'd be a little bit worried about the loss, but not looking at the bigger picture. I think they've got some big players to come back into their side, which will heavily influence the way they play. And likewise with the Roosters, I think Luke Keary coming back in there, that's going to be a big asset for them.
Yeah.
And they've done enough. Both those teams have done enough to me to suggest that they will be there when it really does matter, in the big end of season games.
Yeah. The really interesting one around Luke Keary is the fact that because he plays on that left-hand side, and I know Cooper Cronk was getting to the left a bit there yesterday, that it starves Latrell Mitchell of the ball a little bit, and he's their best attacking option. So, if you're Trent Robinson, you're sort of saying, well, I know he's not getting much ball, but he'll get it in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, exactly. And Luke Keary will make a huge difference to that team. We saw that early in the season when he missed, I think, the first couple of weeks with a leg injury as well. And Jared Weir Hargraves as well has got to come back into that side. He will make a big difference to them as well. So I expect them to be there when it really matters. Likewise with the Bunnies, even though they both suffered losses over the weekend.
Yep. I know it's first grade and not school board footy, but you just give it to that big kid on the left, don't you?
Well, he did it in Origin, didn't he?
He did. Just give it to that big kid out there on the left, will you?
Yeah, just pass it to him and let him go around him or through him, whatever he can do, because, he has been a little bit quiet the last sort of, month or that young fella. But I think, again, when it really matters, he'll put his hand up and go to school and get his job done,
That's Anthony Seibold's going to say the same too next week when Greg Inglis comes back. Just give it to the big kid out on the left-hand side.
I saw Greg on the weekend. We did some stuff with him on Fox, and he looks fit and ready to go.
Yeah, right.
In a great position for the Bunnies. So I think he could have played, on Thursday night for the Rabbitohs, but they've held him back, and very smartly as well, to get him right, give him another, I think, 8 or 9 days off before they play again. And he'll be ready to go for sure.
Yeah, they've got the Raiders down in Canberra on Saturday, have the Rabbitohs. I just wanted to ask you, we've got to get an update on what's happening up there from the Broncos coaching point of view. And further to what Trent Robinson said in the press conference yesterday, Kevvy, do you think there's just been too much focus, and I guess we're guilty of that on this program, on what's happening with the coaches, and it takes away from what the players are doing on the field?
Oh. Yeah, 100%. I think Gordon Tallis, made some comments about that yesterday in one of the papers up here as well. About this time of the year is about the players and what they can do. And unfortunately, there's been two or three clubs involved in some, off-field stuff that really doesn't need to be spoken about just yet. I think the players themselves are what it's all about. And if we can get a week or two without any of the stuff off-field, I think I'm sure the players will stand up and deliver what should be, a great finish to the 2018 Premiership.
Yeah, look, I'm sick of talking about it, but the fans are entitled to know who's coaching their team. You know, you've got a bloke sacked, you've got other blokes.
But what if you don't know?
Who are being enticed to break contracts, to move clubs. I mean, it's diabolical for the game, but it's more than newsworthy and has to be communicated.
Well, somewhere in there is the truth, TK. About
And normally the halfway mark somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Do we know? I mean, obviously, Anthony Griffin, unfortunately, that was horrible what happened to him. You wouldn't, you know, to see that happening too much. But apart from that, there's been speculation, you know, around Wayne. Well, Wayne Bennett's got a contract at the Broncos for next year, so I don't know why everyone's sort of jumping up and down. They're not in a hurry, the Broncos, and Paul White has said that you know, over the weekend, that they will make a decision when they have to, and it doesn't have to be right now. It'll be at end of season. They'll make a decision on who's going to be coaching them in 2020, not 2019, 2020. So there's still plenty of time for the Broncos to make a decision on who they want to take their team forward.
Have you had any communication or your management with any particular NRL club?
No, we haven't, TK. Obviously, you know, there's a bit going on in the coaching world, but I think it's smart just to stay back. And look, I'm really happy doing what I'm doing. I keep saying that about, you know, my position and where I stand. And as far as I can see it, you know, Wayne Bennett will be coaching the Broncos next year. I don't think that will change. And look, if that position becomes available in the next 12 months, well, certainly, you know, we'd like to think that we'd have a look at something along the line.
Cameron Smith left the field. You don't see it very often with about 5 minutes remaining in that first half. Back spasms is what they're saying, Kevy. Has he had that before? I've got a feeling he's had that before. And have you heard any sort of update about how he might be from a week-to-week point of view?
No, well, I haven't sort of had any updates about how he is situated. I think he'll be okay. I mean, Cameron's a pretty resilient fella. Yeah. Watching the tackle, you know, seeing it all unfold, it was a, you know, pretty awkward position that he got himself in, but not, you know, that happens a lot in rugby league, so I'd expect him to be back. He might miss a week, I'd say, but to be back. But the bigger concern is some of the other injuries that they got, and Will Chambers as well, facing a suspension, so that would be of more concern, I think, to the Storm rather than when Cameron Smith will come back. He'll be back at some stage, and once they get their side back again, their full complement, which we don't know if that's going to happen now until probably late in September. So that's a tough one for the Storm. I thought, you know, a month ago I had them as premiership favourites, but, you know, given what's happened in the last couple of weeks and the injuries and likely suspension of a couple of their key players, again, it opens up the field, doesn't it, you know?
I think there was Sam Cassiano, Tui Kamikamitha, and another couple of players that were kept out of Intrust Super Cup just to...
Over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, just for cover for all those guys.
Well, they do things well, the Storm, and pretty smart about how they approach things. So they wouldn't do that just because they want to do it. They do it for a real purpose. And, you know, obviously, they did get some injuries again on the weekend. So it'll be interesting to see what... I don't think they've got too many number nines left. Even Harry Grant, I think it was, who played for them early in the season, he's out. I think Smith is out. Both the Smith boys are gone, so it could be interesting to see who they throw up there in the number nine jumper.
How's Billy? Is he healthy?
He's out as well.
He's
done with an ankle, yeah, unfortunately. He hurt it last week.
Okay.
In the Intrust Super Cup, so he's out for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, so he won't be. I think Kenny Bromwich will be the one that slides into the number nine jumper for the Storm. He's played there before at a fill-in. I think he might even played some test football there from memory. For the Kiwis in the number nine jumper. So he'll fill in if Cameron Smith isn't available, I would have thought.
Mm. So, Kevy, this is Kevy's young bloke,
Kevy's
Billy,
young bloke, yeah.
Would have been a big hope to be the number nine if he was healthy.
Well, he can play in the halves and hook.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been close a few times, but unfortunately he's out injured, which can be cruel sometimes, rugby league, can't it?
Yeah.
Work away all year and then maybe an opportunity and doesn't quite get there. So that's footy, though. You just got to get on and do your best.
Yep, exactly. Do you see the Penrith season spiralling downwards, Kevy?
No,
that's where it's been heading the last 2 weeks, or what do you think?
TK, I think they've got some talent there. And again, James Maloney, I'm not sure when he's due back. I think he's got a couple of weeks more on the sideline. But if he drop him back in the side, they're a different team, the Panthers. He's that good a player. He's quality. He knows how to win. He's played the big end-of-season game. So if I was their coach, Cameron Ciraldo, I'd be, you know, sweating, waiting for him to come back into the side. I think he'll make a major difference to everything that the Panthers do.
Kevy, always terrific to chat, mate. We appreciate your comments and have a great week.
Loving it, all this footy. It just twists and turns everywhere. There's a little more to go, you fellas. Don't worry about that.
Good on you, mate. You just stay there in the wings, ready to pounce. You like the old days.
Yeah, good on you.